This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Emergency update for May 30th, 2020. The riots are going insane. The planned riots. You know how we had the plandemic. Now we have the planned riots. And this is the attempted communist uprising and takeover of America that I and others have been warning about for several years. Now, before I get to that, I want to thank you for your support. We've been under the most intense censorship attacks imaginable. As you know, Facebook blocked everyone from sharing our article links. They also blocked any Brighteon link from being shared. It shows you the desperation of Facebook. It turns out that Facebook is claiming that all of our users are not human. Right. The Zuckerborg is telling us that we are not human beings. We are the only humans. We are the authentic humans. Zuckerborg is like half silicon. I don't know what that guy is. He's not even human for the most part, but they say that if you're listening to this, you're a robot. Yeah, that's how they're justifying their censorship. But of course, we know they're lying. They're just trying to shut everything down because the communist revolution has been unleashed. And this is the message, actually, tonight to all those who are close to President Trump, that it's becoming increasingly clear Trump is going to have to declare Antifa to be really not just terrorism groups, but engaged in a communist-funded, China-led domestic warfare. Well, I guess technically it would be international war because China has also launched the bioweapon, the Wuhan coronavirus. And they've also taken over the tech giants to censor the American people while Twitter and Facebook and Google protect communist China, right? You've seen that too. So what really needs to happen here, this is my suggestion, and President Trump would be supported by real Americans in doing this. President Trump should, in my opinion, declare a state of war with China, declare the tech giants to be enemy combatants, seize them and shut them down using the military, and then arrest and prosecute all the radical left-wing Antifa protesters who were funded by a combination of communist China and George Soros, really working with the communists to try to undermine the United States of America. And while he's at it, identify, arrest, and prosecute the so-called journalists who are actually Chinese spies deliberately working to undermine the United States of America. There's so much treason going on in this country. Oh, and don't forget, arrest the deep state traitors as well. In other words, we're about to enter an era of total war. And the sooner Trump wakes up to this, the better. You know, Trump was slow to recognize the censorship issue. I wish he would have issued that executive order 2 years ago, but he did it. That took a lot of courage. So he realizes what's going on and he's fighting big tech now in a big way. But Trump needs to understand that China is waging war with us. I think he does understand that. But he's going to have to declare it. And he's going to have to name the enemies in the United States. He's going to have to declare Antifa to be enemy combatants. He's going to have to declare Google and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and, you know, all these evil tech giants that are censoring Americans and protecting China. He's going to have to declare them to also be enemy combatants engaged in acts of sedition or treason during a time of war against the United States. Furthermore, I believe that Trump should deputize all American concealed carry holders to assist law enforcement to maintain civility in their communities, which means stand your ground laws should be recognized or declared nationwide. Everybody who has a concealed carry permit, which means they've passed the background checks, you know, they have a clean record, they've undergone some level of firearms training, every citizen should be, in essence, deputized by the president to stand your ground and not allow looters to continue to carry out acts of felony violence and felony arson, property damage against law enforcement, citizens, and communities. In other words, we the people have had enough. We've had enough of the radical left-wing fascism. We've had enough of the censorship. We've had enough of the media lies. We've had enough of all these institutions protecting communist China while crushing Americans' free speech. We've had enough of Antifa calling themselves tolerant when they are the actual brown shirt fascists. You know, we've had enough of being slandered and smeared and all conservatives called fascists or Nazis for that matter. You know what? If Trump makes a declaration, the good American people are ready to back him up and take our country back from these insane, radical, left-wing communists and socialists and fascists. And they run big tech, and they run the left-wing media, and they run the universities. You know how many actual domestic terrorists are professors in universities in California? It's a big number. It's probably thousands. It's a big number, and it's time to root them out. It's time to arrest them and prosecute them. It's time to get communism out of our country, to defeat them all, to either arrest them, shut them down, or if they're engaged in acts of violence against innocent people, then, you know, stand your ground, defend yourself with a firearm. Do what is necessary to defend your life against those who are committing violence. And note that I'm not calling for initiating violence of any kind, but rather stopping violence, stopping censorship, stopping the efforts of the left to rig our elections, stopping the lies of the media, stopping the violence in the streets. I mean, I could understand. I even argued on behalf of George Floyd, and I said right up front, yes, this guy was murdered, and I understand the outrage against him being murdered. But as you know, that story is almost long gone now. The riots have taken on a purpose of their own. It's no longer in the minds of these rioters. They're not honoring the memory of George Floyd. They're not having a peaceful candlelight vigil to honor the memory of this man who should not have been killed. And yes, he was killed. He was murdered. And the police officers were charged, at least with third-degree murder. Maybe they should be charged with something more serious. But they have been charged. There will be a prosecution. And it was wrong. And it was violence against George Floyd. And it was unjustified. And I get all that. And I argued for all of that. And I can understand the outrage for the first night or two or even a week long of peaceful candlelight vigils. I get that. I'm in favor of that. Government violence against citizens is never okay. But you know what's even worse is when the radical left uses this event, which was probably staged. It was probably engineered. I don't mean that George Floyd wasn't really killed. I mean that probably somebody was paid to kill him, you know? That's my guess, although I don't know for sure. But the left is using this now to initiate more killings. They've already shot police in California, and they're torching hundreds of buildings in Minneapolis, and they're looting, and they're burning down police departments and small businesses owned by local business people. And this is what the left does. They take an event, and then they use it to justify total mass chaos and the communist revolution. And that's what this is really about. This is a communist revolution. This is an attempt to take over the country. That's why they're protesting. They're being bussed in front of the White House because they're trying to create the image, and the left-wing media is, of course, you know, fanning the flames of hatred and violence by showing people protesting at the White House. Well, what kind of image does that create? An image of, oh my God, the White House is under siege. Trump must have done something wrong. Trump didn't do anything wrong on this. Trump didn't put his knee on George Floyd. Trump didn't tell the police to go kill black men. This has nothing to do with Trump. This is some, probably, again, a stage rigged, some kind of an engineered killing event in order to create the race riots. Has nothing to do with Trump, but they're trying to use it to destroy Trump. And here's where this is going. And this is why I have to urge all patriots who are listening to this, lock and load, folks. In a self-defense posture, I never advocate initiating violence, but let me tell you, these radical Antifa fascists and communists, they're going to bring it to you. They're already talking about taking it to the suburbs now. What are you going to do when a gang of violent Antifa thugs funded by George Soros and backed up by the radical left-wing media that hates America, and where you've been banned on social media because you love your country and because Facebook is working for China, but Antifa can say anything they want. What are you going to do when they come marching down the street in your neighborhood, going door to door, and I apologize for being graphic, but going door to door, looting houses, raping women, shooting dogs, killing the husbands, you know, what are you going to do? Because the answer should be, I'm going to tap and rack my AR-15. I'm going to have a spare mag or several spare mags in my chest rig. I'm going to gear up and I'm going to engage because I'm going to defend my neighborhood, defend my family, defend my property, defend my life against these left-wing lunatics. That should be your answer. And if you're not prepared to do that, then you might die because that's what they want. They specifically in their playbook manuals, they talk about killing cisgendered white males. So cisgendered means you're not a homosexual, and white male is self-explanatory. So they are racially profiling people to kill them, which is what they blame the cop for doing to George Floyd. So in other words, in the minds of Antifa, racially profiled killing of the people they hate, i.e. cisgendered white males, that's okay with them. Now, if you were a gay white male, they might not shoot you in the head. If you could demonstrate enough gayness in that moment, you might be able to gay your way out of being assassinated by Antifa. Or maybe if you're cisgendered but you're non-white, maybe you're a straight Latino male, you might be able to get away with that. Or if you're a straight black male, you're probably okay. They're probably not going to go killing black people. But if you're a straight white male and you can't suddenly be gay enough to convince them, they're going to put a bullet in your head unless you kill them first. You understand? That's what this is coming to nationwide. And by the way, the police are all evacuating the precincts. They're loading up their police vans and police cars and leaving Dodge. They're getting out. They're leaving the police buildings just to be overrun by these hoodlums, these socialists, well, communists. Radical left-wing fascists. You ever wonder why they're doing that? I mean, what kind of police department like loads up their cars and drives away? Well, the answer is a police department that's ordered usually by a Democrat mayor to abandon the city so that more violence and looting and arson can take place, you see, because that's the goal. And the Democrats are all in on this. Now, the cops I know would never abandon their precinct. They would stay and fight, and they'd do a very good job. I mean, most of these Antifa people, they're only armed with bottles and bricks and sticks. I mean, a couple of U.S. Marines with AR-15s get that job done real quick. You know, seriously. I mean, even just a couple of guys with Glocks and some spare mags could get that job done. You know, you don't have to be afraid of engaging 30 or 40 looters as long as you've got some cover and some range. You engage and you reload. You take them out. But police should be defending their buildings. People should be defending their homes. Look, this is a communist revolution attempt. So the message here today, I guess, is a couple of messages. One, to President Trump, please, Mr. President, declare the state of war that now exists in America and name the enemies. Big tech, they are the enemies. They are enemy combatants. They're actively working against America. They are trying to destroy this country deliberately every day with their censorship, and their complicity with communist China. And the same thing with elements of the left-wing media, you know, NBC News, CNN, New York Times, Washington Post. They're all seeking to undermine America. They have, in effect, declared war on the United States of America. They want to see this revolution succeed. That's why they're whipping up all the fear and all the hype and all the violence and basically encouraging people, come on out and join the revolution. That's what they're doing. Those are acts of sedition. You know, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater as a First Amendment principle. You also can't encourage violent looters to rise up and start a revolution. Those are acts of sedition or treason. And that's what the left-wing media is engaged in. And then my message to individuals listening to this is be ready to defend yourself. I mean, be ready. Where legal, make sure that you're carrying a loaded weapon. Make sure that you've got a weapon in your vehicle where it's legal. Make sure that you've got a weapon in your home. Make sure you know how to use these. Make sure that you are committed to defending yourself. You cannot hesitate. You can't be someone that, you know, 12 Antifa looters break in your door, coming in to beat you to a pulp and rape your daughter. You can't be someone who says, well, I don't know if I'm really ready to engage evil. By the time you have that conversation with yourself, you're already on the floor bleeding out. You need to be able to start shooting engage, pull the trigger, shoot, find the next target, shoot again, you know, a couple rounds on each target, typically. reacquire, re-engage, reload, repeat as necessary. Get that job done. That's how you save your life. That's what you got to do. If you don't have that attitude figured out yet, well, I don't know. Go shoot yourself first or something, because they're coming for you. These are insane, radical left-wing communists. They hate white people. They hate cisgendered, as they call them, heterosexual people. They hate normal people, okay? They hate you. They want to kill you, and they've been ordered to kill you. They've actually been given bonuses to kill you. They're paid to kill you. They're basically mercenaries. Get it through your head. If they come to you, someone's got to die, either them or you. You make the decision, because you probably have better weapons and better training than they do. They're relying on masses and numbers and just like a mob rush to try to get things done. And that's not really very effective, because, well, most of us who have trained, we can go through a lot of rounds very, very quickly. You know, rapid fire with rounds on target. One of these days, maybe I'll tell you more about my own personal training scenarios and hostage rescue scenarios and executive protection scenarios and tubular assault scenarios and whatever other stuff that I've trained in over the years. And you'd be amazed. I've met a lot of people who, like, one guy could take on, you know, 50 or 60 Antifa and literally kill them all. You know, one U.S. Marine can get a hell of a lot done. You'd be amazed what one determined, trained man or woman in many cases can get done. It's pretty incredible. And that's who you want at your side when this thing goes down, because it has begun. This has started. This is a communist revolution. This is, they're trying to take this all the way. Elections probably won't happen. I mean, pretty good shot right now that they won't happen. There will be more economic chaos. There will be more violence and deaths. There will be more censorship until Trump shuts down those tech companies. And I've also suggested he could just order the government to shut off the power grid to the tech giants, take the electricity away, and guess what? They go down in milliseconds, which is what should be done, because they are operating against the United States of America. They are enemy combatants, like I said. He could take out the power grid. He could seize their domain names. He could have the military police go arrest the CEOs and the top managers of those tech giants. Just shut them down. Occupy them and shut them down. That's what needs to happen in America. We can no longer tolerate the extreme censorship, the violations of the First Amendment, you know, radical left-wing communist revolution attempts spurred on by the tech giants and the left-wing media. No, I'm sorry. We've all had enough. We're going to take our country back, and we're going to do it by every legal means at our disposal, including defending ourselves against radical left-wing violence. We are going to defend our nation. We're going to defend our bodies, our families, our communities, and our constitutional rights, both the First and Second Amendment. We're going to defend them all. And we're going to do it using the First and Second Amendment, by the way. Right now, I'm exercising the First Amendment. Tomorrow, might be exercising the Second. Who knows? But I'm going to have them both ready to go. In fact, I got a rifle right here, ready to go. Let me just double check the magazine. Yep, that's good to go right there. First and Second Amendment, back to back. One defends the other. And you'll probably have to use them both here very soon in the United States. So don't back down from these communists. Don't back down from them. Just get them in your sights. You know, defensively, I'm saying. Don't initiate violence, but be ready to stop violence. And the way you stop violence is with, you know, 5.56 millimeters of stopping violence, or 7.62 millimeters of stopping violence, or what, 0.3 inches diameter of stopping violence, or 0.338 inches diameter, or half an inch, but that would be 0.5, or otherwise known as 50 caliber. You know, use what you can legally to stop violence, to assist law enforcement, to protect property, to protect lives, and to take your country back. Be ready. This might be one of your last warnings to get this done. And be ready to assist the president to arrest the deep state traitors, to halt the censorship of the tech giants, to prosecute the radical communist spies who pretend to be journalists. This is all out war. Be ready to defend your country. Be ready for your commander in chief to request your assistance in defending America. It's going to come down to the citizens, folks. You and me. And right now, the radical left is just running roughshod over the whole damn country. And nobody's doing anything. And the police are all standing down, and the media is like celebrating it. And the average white person is sitting at home going, wow, that's kind of scary. What's on the other channel? You know, you're going to have to get off your ass at some point, or you're going to lose everything. You're going to lose your country. You're going to lose your economy. You're going to lose your life, your property, everything. You're going to lose freaking everything if you don't get it through your head to start standing up. I've been standing up for 20 years, and that's why I'm censored. But now I'm finding a lot of other people willing to stand up with me. Is that going to be you as well, wherever you are? It's time for us all to stand up. Take a stand for America, a stand against socialism and communism. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Brighteon.com is the censored video website. Check it out. Check out all the podcasts there at my channel. Health Ranger Report. Thank you for listening. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.